Yo, yo, it's Lady Jig of Love Exchange. I hope you guys are having a great day today. It is a Friday, and so the other night I went on a date, and he's really sweet, but the thing is I'm not attracted to him, and I haven't told him that only because I thought to myself, you know what, this guy seems to be like a really good guy, sweet, attentive, even already affectionate. Like, he was like holding my hand, he wanted me to put his arm around his arm as we were walking, and that was okay. Like, I didn't think that was too much for some reason, because he didn't come off aggressive or pushy, so it felt nice. He's short, so I don't know if that's the reason why maybe I'm not as attracted to him. I'm 5'4 and a half. He's 5'5. I'm not against like short people. I'm short, you know, but I think, you know, a lot of women, including me, like men that are taller. They don't have to be 6 feet or anything, but slightly taller. Even like, you know, my ex was 5'6 and that was like, to me, fine, you know, because I just liked being, have his arms around mine. And you know, he couldn't really do that. And yesterday I was wearing boots that gave me about an inch, added an inch to my height. So I seemed a little bit taller. So, and then he put his head around my, on my chest. And I just felt a little bit like, oh God, like, I don't know. I know it's like a, you know, challenge. Basically, this is challenging gender normatives, right? We're used to like the guy being the tall, strong, you know, like really basically the super masculine type, right? We always think of men like that. Not always. I know some of us don't necessarily, but what I mean, that's the stereotypical idea of what we think what a man should be. I don't abide to that necessarily. Like, I don't want to, like I said, I don't want to date like this muscular guy. Like, that's not my thing either. It kind of scared me a little bit. Not to say they're all like that, but they just, it's just too much for me to handle. But he was really sweet, and I didn't end it. Usually if I don't have any chemistry whatsoever with a guy, after the first day, I'll tell them, you know, I'll text them immediately, just say, hey, I think we need to end this, whatever, whatever. But I you know, I decided to play it differently. Not to say I would mislead him. Of course, I don't want to mislead him. That's not the case. But I was thinking, you know, I just have to get to know him, right? And maybe some of you are thinking, well, maybe you are misled. That sounds like you are, because that's not fair. He may really like you and you don't, you know? And I get that, but then I did talk about in a previous episode, I don't know how long ago, that talking about chemistry and how chemistry, or at least instant chemistry, you can't just rely on that as being your, the only, not only, but like one of the key factors that, oh, this is the guy for you or person for you. Instant chemistry is great, right? But at the same time, there's also the type of chemistry that builds. So, I mean, for example, if you think about your last relationship, how did you meet, right? Think about how you guys met and then to the point where you guys, you know, became a couple. Because I can tell you this, that like, you know, with my ex, we met at school, and yeah, I had a crush on him here and there, and then I stopped because I found out he was kind of talking to someone. So I stopped and then didn't really think anything of it. And then you know, we started working together in like this organization, and we started being friends. Like, I genuinely just saw him as a friend. He did too with me. And, you know, our conversations was fluid. We became friends. And it just kind of became natural that we started liking each other. And that took a span of a couple of months. Like, we met in January, got together in August. You know what I mean? So that took some time. And I think that's the issue with online dating. It doesn't give us the luxury to take the time to get to know one another. I think a lot of us do rely on instant chemistry, and I think that's incorrect. I think that's great if you have it right away, but chemistry can die very easily. I mean, think about all these couples, right, that got together and now are no longer together, or they're divorced, right? Because, you know, the spark had fizzled, right? And so and there's also other issues going into play in relationships. relationships end, and I'm not going to get into that, but, you know, when you think about online dating, that's what it is, right? You always think, oh, I'm trying to find somebody, and everyone has some kind of end result to what they want to find in the end, meaning some people want to be married with kids, or maybe they just want to be married, no kids, or they just want to fuck around and just have sex with different people, or they just want to casually date, take their time, be slow at it, and maybe don't know what they want in the end, you know? So it varies, and, you know, it sucks because you can't help but have that mindset that you are trying to get what you want out of it, right? Whereas if you were going to school and, you know, you have your group of friends, you guys hang out, et cetera, et cetera, you don't think like, oh, I'm planning to, you know, date Sam in hopes of getting married. Or I'm hoping to get, you know, I'll hook up with Peter one day. You know, not really. They're just your friends, right? And you don't know what will happen in, like, the next few days, weeks, and then months, right? And that's what happened to me and my ex. Like, there was no pressure from either of us to feel like, are we doing this? And so I think with this guy, even though I don't have, like, this instant chemistry with him, at least, like, we have good conversation. We make each other laugh. So I think it, at the very least, it's a good start of a budding friendship. Now the struggle, or the, I think the, maybe somewhat of an obstacle, is that he may like me already like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the night, we didn't kiss. He did want to kiss. I refused it because of the fact that I wasn't, like, I had this chemistry. I didn't tell him that, but, you know, he just wanted to hug me. And I hugged him, and he wanted to hug for a while. And I didn't mind that at all because it felt nice because, you know, that's the thing, like, those types of things feel nice, like a hug feels nice, right? And he was a nice guy, and I was like, okay, I'll give you a hug, and we hugged, and he wanted to kiss me, but I said, no, not tonight, and he respected that, and that's fine, and that's what I'm trying to say is that because online dating, it's called dating, you know what I mean? Dating is in the title of online dating, in hopes of getting into somewhat of an intimate relationship. And like I said, it varies from each person. But if you were to meet someone, you know, among your friends, like, you don't really have that mindset. You're just friends. You know what I mean? So, for example, if I met this guy through friends, we probably were just hanging out as friends, you know? We wouldn't, I don't know, maybe he did have feelings for me, or maybe I would have for him. I don't know. But it's just, that's the thing about online dating, that's tricky. He doesn't give us that luxury to think that we should take our time. I mean, we can do that. Obviously, we can do whatever we want with online dating, but I think people think it's so instantaneous, like that you'll find out within the last few dates, the early dates. And I did that too, and I realized that was incorrect, and I wish I was, like, patient with some people, you know, and just kind of get to know them. But then I think they just wanted to fuck around too, so it's like, it's confusing. I mean, the best thing you can do is just communicate, right? Like, just say, hey, let's just take it slow, let's just be friends, get to know each other. I don't know, but the fact that he tried to kiss me, you know. But yeah, that's where I am with this person. We'll see. He did ask me out on Saturday, but I didn't feel like going, so kind of gave him a reason. Anyway, yeah, so that's just me, where I am now with that, and we'll see what happens. You know, I don't always update you guys with every little detail of my love life here, so you may not hear a part two to this, but thank you for listening. This is Lady Jig of Love Exchange. I hope you're having a wonderful evening. Take care. Bye.